Wishing you a lovely Friday and hope you're keeping well and that your week has gone well also. And I also hope that you have started to really allow yourself certain things over this month. You know, when we're learning about something, it's really good if you can, if you're able to start kind of putting these practices in, even in really small parts of your life. So for example, it might be you allow yourself to say something nice to yourself, you allow yourself to give yourself a pat on the back, you allow yourself to accept a compliment, whatever it might be. So following on from Wednesday's teaching around whether you're ready or whether you're confident or not, I wanted to speak to you today about the importance of allowing yourself. Okay. You're probably blue in the face listening to me talk a lot about showing up for ourselves, really. You know, and being a member of It's Time For Me, that's exactly what you're doing. You're showing up for yourself each time that you listen to a teaching, that you journal, that you do the meditation, that you come to a class, that you engage in the WhatsApp group or whatever it is. Every time that you do something like that, you're saying, I'm honoring myself and I'm allowing myself to honor myself. And being a member of It's Time For Me, you're allowing yourself to step into that way of thinking. So first of all, you're already allowing, which is amazing. But we are going through a time now where, from an energetic perspective, we are bringing in a lot of new waves of energy that have not been here on Earth. And a lot of us, I know myself included, over the last few months have been feeling the intensity of certain things, and we may not even know why. We're also going through life where we have to be really honest with where, you know, life prior to 2020, like, really just seems like an old way of living, and we're in a new way of living. Some things are still the same. We're still trying to make them the same, I think, as well. We're still trying to hold on to certain ways that things are being, are happening to be. And that's all fine, like, you know, because this is what we're used to. So, of course, it's like, oh, well, I used to do it that way, so I want to keep doing it that way. And I suppose the overall aspect of allowing comes from a period of acceptance as well. Allowing yourself to accept that we are in a different place now. We are in a different energy. And we will be continuing to move through different energies over the next, like, forever, but really over the next 8 years in particular. And I've talked so much, and I, you know, in It's Time For Me, and particularly this year, and I've said this before in all the months that I've done, that I really wanted these last few months to be very gentle. I wanted us all to feel like we were doing enough and being enough already without having to fix ourselves all the time. And having moved away from that energy of trying to fix ourselves, this is more about really allowing ourselves. This is the essence. This month is actually the essence of exactly what I've been hoping for all of us to do. And it's really easy for me to say, look, we all come here with a purpose, and we all come here to show up in the world. And particularly at the moment, the fact that you're living during these times, you've come here for bigger things as well in terms of serving the world, helping evolve the consciousness of the world and elevate the planet, all these different things. You know, and those of you who have children or are bringing children into the world, you know, you're bringing in these little people as well to help that also, you know, so you're doing amazing work in that as well. But it just really feels that for us to be able to navigate our way through the new energies that are coming, we really don't have choice anymore about whether we're going to treat ourselves well or not. It is almost like a prerequisite that that is going to happen. I cannot stress this enough to you, okay? You know, and I'm learning this a lot myself, and I always share what I learn and what I see and what I see with other people and what I feel about what's going on. And recently, and I put a post up about this the other day, but on Instagram and Facebook, this idea of having our cup full, okay, which is why probably a lot of you joined It's Time For Me in the first place, which is how can I, like, make sure that I'm looking after myself. And I definitely myself personally have spent a lot of time over the last year making sure that I was doing the right things for myself. And last month, when obviously, you know, I had some physical issues going on, I also was in a very bad state of overwhelm with work and how much I was doing. And when I really sat down and looked at it, I was like, I'm not actually, it's not about what I'm doing. I do work a lot, okay, and you know, and I work for myself. So for anyone who's self-employed, you know how, you know, tough that can be. But what I really realized was that I was like, I'm doing all this kind of work on myself, and I'm also putting a lot of energy back into myself in terms of trying to replenish myself and look after myself in the best ways. And it feels like I've made massive improvements. And then I'm thinking, but why are things still exactly where they are? I'm allowing, you know, this is what we're doing. I'm allowing myself to work through all of these things. I'm allowing myself to show up for myself exactly like I'm asking all of you to do. So why is it not feeling different? Actually, in fact, it was feeling worse. I was feeling more overwhelmed and more kind of suffocated by just things in my life and how I was feeling, and also around my work and everything. Really, with work, I just, if I had to look at my diary one more time and just see that my whole life is being mapped out by my diary, I just was going to like scream. That's how I felt. So what I wrote down the other day is that we all have a container, okay? And a container is ourselves. It's our energy. We hear that expression, like, fill up your own cup first, or you can't work from an empty cup. You know, all of these different quotes that are also true. But really, like, we are a container of energy. And I wrote down, okay, like, if I'm filling my container up all of the time, why is my energy still low? And why, if I'm allowing these things for myself, why are things not really kind of flowing still? And why am I still feeling quite burned out? So what I realized was that my cup needs to be completely overflowing, or my container needs to be completely overflowing. So I need a full container for myself of energy, of replenished energy that just goes directly to me. And all of you listening are exactly the same. Your containers need to be completely full, but then they need to overflow. They need to be so full that they're overflowing out. And the overflow piece is the piece that you can give to everybody else, the piece that you can give to work, the piece that you can give to friends, the piece you can give to family, your children, the piece you can give to your thoughts about, you know, your goals, your finances, all of that kind of stuff, the energy that goes out. And then we're learning so much more about minding ourselves a lot. But I think a lot of it has just become like cliches and quotes, like, that we read and we hear. And there isn't really a proper understanding from ourselves, even for me, of what that actually truly looks like. And if you did anything this month, I would ask you to allow yourself to look at how you can overfill your container, because that's not easy to do. And when I sat down and I'm looking at it on my wall that I wrote, and I'm saying that I will not be able to continue the work that I do if my container is not overflowing. You know, I hold space for a lot of women every month in It's Time For Me. And I also have another membership I hold space for. And I do one-to-one sessions, and I teach, and all of those things that I want to do. There's not one part of that that I do not want to do. But this is where, when we don't allow ourselves to properly look after ourselves, things go by the wayside. The things that we truly want get put to the bottom. So, you know, a lot of my working life over the previous kind of number of years had been very much skewed because of family commitments that I had, like looking after my dad, things like that, which I've talked about before. And I hadn't literally got the space for myself, let alone anybody else in that. And what then fell by the wayside was all the things that I wanted to do. And I made a massive commitment to myself to allow myself last year to show up in the way that I wanted to and work in the way that I wanted to. But what actually ended up happening was I ended up working so much and thinking that, running myself nearly into the ground. I didn't obviously consciously think that, but that's what having a successful, busy business meant, that I had to be all things to all people all the time if I wanted my business to succeed. And I've realized it's completely the opposite way. And it's also the complete opposite way in my personal life. And it's also the opposite ways for yourself. You know, and I wrote this out on my wall to be very, very clear with myself that if I'm not going to show up for myself properly and have my container over full, then I'm going to have to consider what I'm doing with my work. And I am so passionate about what I do, and I put so much into what I do, I absolutely do not want that to ever go back to the way that it used to be, where it wasn't going the way that I wanted. I never want that to happen. So if I don't want that to happen, I know what I need to do for myself. I know what I need to allow for myself, and it's to have that container overflowing. And what I want you to think about today is, and I'm sharing this all with you for a reason, as always, even though sometimes it feels like sometimes I just waffle on. How full and overflowing does your container need to be to have the things in your life that you desire? You know, we always have something has to sacrifice generally, and it's always us. But what about if we lived in a life where we don't have to sacrifice ourselves, and we also don't have to sacrifice the things that we actually want to be and want to do and want to create? What about if we could do it all? And really, you know, we think about this, and it was something myself and my friend talked about as well at the weekend, where we were like, imagine it's actually this simple. But yet imagine the most simple thing of just looking after yourself, for a lot of us, is actually the hardest thing. So I really, really, really want you to think about this over the weekend and think about how your container needs to be overflowing and filling and really in a beautiful space for you to be able to move in the direction that you're going and that you want to continue going in. So I hope that helps, and I'll talk to you really soon.